With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wildfires in northern Minnesota burned more than 66,000 acres since a lightning storm started several major fires in July. Smoke from these fires contributed to our hazardous air quality last month. Firefighting efforts and recent rainfall have helped greatly reduce fire activity. Nearly 70 Wisconsin DNR employees have gone to Minnesota to help fight the fires. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Fighting wildfires takes a team of people, and not just those directly on the front line.
There's so many things that happen behind the scenes that most people don't think about that, like, make that firefighting effort happen.
That's Dan Killam. He's a Wisconsin DNR forester on the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. But for 3 weeks this summer, he was assisting the Minnesota DNR with getting supplies from the National Cache to teams working on fires in the northern portion of the state, an effort that was made more challenging by the sheer number of wildfires across the U.S. right now.
Once you get a bunch of fires going in the nation and you're part of the smaller Type 3 team, competing for those resources that everyone else is competing for across the country can get really difficult, depending on like how serious your fire is and how, you know, the higher ups, way higher up, kind of decide the importance of each incident is. It can be difficult acquiring those resources.
The U.S. is currently at a national preparedness level 5, the highest level of resource mobilization and preparedness. Killam and other DNR employees work on fires in Minnesota, as well as other states and parts of Canada, as part of the Great Lakes Forest Fire Compact.
The problem solving, the working with people, I really enjoy that. The communities that I've gone to and been in, they've always been so grateful. I've met some amazing people that are, you know, from the communities that I've gone into to try and help. And building those connections is just like one of the most rewarding parts of the job for me, honestly.
Many of the fires in northern Minnesota were started by lightning during a July thunderstorm. Killam says the fires can burn up to 2 feet in the peat layer under the ground. They can burn until snow falls and sometimes even hold over into spring. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Harvesting hay on a farm near Eagle River was enough to trigger a field fire in these dry conditions. The Eagle River Area Fire Department was called out around 5 Monday evening. A combine had thrown a spark into dry cut hay. The fire spread quickly through the field due to the extremely dry conditions. Eagle River firefighters worked alongside the Eagle River DNR wildland firefighting crew and workers from the farm to extinguish the fire and any lingering hot spots. A drone with thermal imaging helped with that. About 1,800 gallons of water was needed to put out the fire. Authorities are investigating a hit-and-run crash in Lincoln County without help from a potential silent witness. Mike Leichner explains.
An unidentified man was hospitalized after being hit by a southbound vehicle along County Road K outside Merrill early Sunday morning. Officers say they were able to collect some evidence at the scene, but they won't get any help from a nearby Flock camera. It was recently vandalized and not in service at the time of the incident. They say they're looking for a larger vehicle, possibly a pickup, that has a damaged passenger side rearview mirror. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office.
That was Mike Leichner reporting. Baby animals may be cute, but they also need their space. The Wisconsin DNR asks people to protect young wildlife by observing them from a safe distance and letting them grow up in their natural environment. The DNR says while young wild animals may seem helpless, they are well adapted to survive without human help. For many species, it's natural for the mother to leave their young alone for long periods of time. Human interaction can put stress on the animals and cause them to learn unnatural behaviors from people who think they are helping. They could also bite or scratch, potentially passing on a disease. Most wild animals are protected under state and federal law and cannot be taken from the wild legally. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing changes to emissions requirements for model year 2027 heavy-duty trucks. Doctors are warning these changes could greatly impact the health and well-being of many. Crystal Blair reports.
The agency estimates the plan could save buyers up to $6,000 per truck while preserving nearly 90% of projected nitrogen oxide reductions. It would also shorten emissions warranties, delay tougher durability requirements, and temporarily allow some engines to exceed the new standard. Dr. Meilan Han, a University of Michigan pulmonologist and American Lung Association spokesperson, says everyone is vulnerable to the effects of air pollution, but the risks are not shared equally.
People that are probably at most risk are both those with respiratory conditions, as well as children, older adults, and pregnant individuals. People that are going to be more impacted are those who live, work, or attend school near highways, ports, freeways.
The trucking industry argues the existing requirements are too costly and could force manufacturers to rely on technology that has not been sufficiently proven under real-world conditions. The proposal hasn't been finalized. The EPA is accepting public comments through August the 29th. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.